Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Wednesday, March 6th. On today's show, the org for LinkedIn and EarthO make waves in the tech industry. Plus, we'll discuss the new browse time limit feature. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with an exciting update from the org. They have introduced a new tool called the org for LinkedIn, which allows users to view any LinkedIn profile in the context of their organizational chart. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about this new tool?
Absolutely, David. The org for LinkedIn is designed to provide a comprehensive view of a professional's place within their organization. Users can see a person's manager, peers, and reports and understand how they fit into the wider organization. This can be particularly useful for sales professionals, as understanding the decision-making hierarchy can significantly enhance their sales execution.
That sounds like a powerful tool. Who are the creators behind this launch?
The org for LinkedIn was hunted by Christian Wylonis and made by him in collaboration with Andreas Jarboe. The tool was launched on March 6, 2024.
And how has the reception been so far?
Well, it's still early days, but the tool has already received 9 upvotes. There's been 1 comment so far, and it's yet to rank for the day or the week. But given the potential utility of the tool, it's likely to gain traction.
We're excited to see how this tool performs. Speaking of potential, let's shift our focus to the latest launch from the org. They have introduced a new tool called the org for LinkedIn, which allows users to view any LinkedIn profile in the context of their organizational chart. We have James, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt, here to discuss this further. Can you tell us more about this new tool, James?
Absolutely, David. The org for LinkedIn is designed to provide a comprehensive view of a professional's place within their organization. Users can see a person's manager, peers, and reports, and understand how they fit into the wider organization. This can be particularly useful for sales professionals, as understanding the decision-making hierarchy can significantly enhance their sales execution.
That sounds like a valuable tool for sales professionals. Can you tell us more about the team behind this launch?
Certainly. The tool was hunted by Christian Wylonis, who also contributed to its creation, along with Andreas Jarboe. The launch took place on March 6, 2024.
And how has the launch been received so far?
Well, it's still early days, but the tool has received 9 upvotes so far. There's also been some discussion around the launch, indicating a level of interest from the community.
That's interesting. And how does this tool fit into the org's overall product offering?
The org for LinkedIn is the latest in a series of launches from the org. The company is known for its focus on enhancing productivity and facilitating sales, and this tool seems to be a natural extension of that mission.
Thanks for joining us, James. In other tech news, the team behind EarthO, a new platform for developers, is actively seeking feedback to shape its development. They're inviting users to share their specific feature requests. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. So Celeste, what can you tell us about EarthO's approach here?
Well, David, it's quite a proactive and user-centric approach. EarthO is essentially inviting its users to be part of its development process. They're asking for specific feature requests, which indicates that they're keen on tailoring the platform to meet the needs and preferences of its users.
And how common is this approach in the tech world?
It's becoming increasingly common, David. Many tech companies are realizing the value of user feedback in product development. After all, who better to tell you what they need than the users themselves? This approach can lead to more user-friendly products and higher user satisfaction.
So, what kind of impact could this have on EarthO's development?
It could have a significant impact. By incorporating user feedback, EarthO can ensure that it's developing features that its users actually need and want. This could lead to a more useful and successful product. It also fosters a sense of community, as users feel that their voices are being heard and that they're part of the development process.
Thanks for that, Celeste. Now, shifting gears to the world of productivity tools, a new Chrome extension is making waves. It's called Browse Time Limit, and it's designed to help users focus by limiting the time they spend on distracting websites. Here with more on this is our correspondent from Simply Product Hunt, Bella. So Bella, what can you tell us about Browse Time Limit?
Well, David, Browse Time Limit is a simple yet effective tool. It allows users to set custom time limits for specific websites or URLs. Once the set time limit is reached, the user receives a notification. The interesting part is that there's no login required, and all data is stored in the user's browser.
That sounds like a useful tool for those of us who can get easily distracted online. Who is behind this extension?
The extension was developed and launched by Kyle Ong. It was featured on Product Hunt on March 6th, 2024. This is Kyle's first launch on the platform.
And how has the reception been so far?
It's still early days, David. The extension hasn't been rated yet, but it has already garnered some attention, with 9 upvotes and 4 comments on Product Hunt. It's definitely one to watch.
It certainly sounds like it. Thanks for the update, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.